I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A day after a man was put to death in Alabama using nitrogen gas, the state's attorney general, Steve Marshall, credited corrections commissioner John Hamm.
And what occurred last night was textbook. They deserve a great deal of thanks and credit for being willing to be the one to step up, first in the country to do so, and I now suspect that many states will follow.
The AP's Kim Chandler witnessed the execution of Kenneth Smith.
The movements exhibited by Smith were not typical for what you see in a normal execution. They were distressing to his family members who were sitting in the front row watching this take place. I can best describe it as seizure-like movements, and they were pronounced and violent enough at a couple of times to cause the entire gurney to shake.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said the execution was justice for the murder-for-hire killing of Elizabeth Sennett in 1988. I'm Ed Donahue.